you get in to the technical words of a vocation. For instance, now then, how do you differentiate between nogal and nuez? A lot of people will tell you nogal is a walnut. Well, I'm not sure whether it's a walnut or a pecan.
Well, that could be a dialect word. It could be, it could have different names in different places.
Yeah, that's true. So, you know, I mean, I think nogal is probably a pecan. I have heard another word and I can't remember it. For walnut. And I think nuez is like we would use nut. And then more specifically, a pecan is a nogal.
Yeah, that could be true.
So that's where my Spanish is lacking. Is in things like that, and
in specific words for
what would the translation for dialect be? I can say, well, Spanish, English, German, but what is the word for dialect in Spanish, you see? I have no idea.
I don't know either.
So, you know, this is where this type of a interview that you're conducting here would have its own vocabulary for this particular job. So, that is where my Spanish fails me. Utterly. Totally.
But did you, so you mostly learned Spanish after you were already grown? Or did you, or do you think you learned a lot growing up? Did you have to speak, for instance, with a maid or a cook?
No. I would say more after I grew up, yes.
Okay.
From, say, high school years on.
Here's some more of these questions that I just need like one word answers to. But in the city, how are residential properties divided from one another? Usually, physically.
Fence.
Yeah. What's the fence made out of?
Well, in this area, there's a lot of rock. Piedras. There again. You're building a rock fence. You're paying somebody to do it for so much fence. It's called a perch, right?
A perch.
A perch is a foot wide, 16 feet long. But what's the Spanish word for perch?
I don't know. I know. See, that's one of those technical things.
Yeah.
Because I've never even heard perch.
See? Un barda, one wall, pero